Our teams are really trying to be where things are moving, things are going on. For the time being, we are operational in two main areas, which are in Abidjan and in the western part of the country.
What type of injuries are you seeing in your work?
In Abidjan, mostly what we see is civilians wounded due to violence or because of demonstrations or because of fighting. These are the wounded we see arriving in bad condition in general. In other structures where we run primary healthcare structure, it's basically to replace the health system that is completely inexistent for the time being. And in these places, what we see is, I would say, regular diseases like diarrhea, children having malaria, respiratory infections, and things like that. People are displaced. People are not living in the normal houses, but in the bush. So these are diseases we see.
There's been a lot of fighting in Abidjan's Bobo district, and I understand only one hospital continues to function in that section of the city. Is Doctors Without Borders working at that hospital?
Yes, affirmative. Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, working there in this hospital in Abobo. We are working and trying to open more structures in Abidjan because we really think we can have an added value in this environment. In this hospital in Abobo, we have seen so far around 10-15 people per day wounded arriving in the structure. In 2 weeks, these two last weeks, we had 130 wounded arriving in the structure that we could treat. So we really think we can have an added value because our organization is neutral, is known to be neutral, so which allows us to be in both sides of the conflict line or in all neighborhoods in Abidjan, and we are respected by the population for that.
Do you think all the people who need treatment are able to get to that hospital so you can look at them?
I don't think so, because access is very difficult. And of course, it's very difficult to get reliable data on people who don't access health structure. But in any conflict setting and so on, we always know that only a part of the wounded or people in need of care actually reach a medical facility. So it's clear that we miss people, and this is why also we tried to have an adequate response, and we started to run what we call mobile clinics to get actually access to the patients where they are and not force them to come where normally they are going.
Are you running these mobile clinics within Abidjan or in Western Ivory Coast?
We are running these mobile clinics in Western Ivory Coast, also in Liberia, where there are tens of thousands of refugees, Ivorian refugees. In Abidjan, we are more focusing directly on supporting hospitals.